Search and Rescue Captain Don Kluding says there were initially two reports about the mysterious lights, the first from the Forest Service dock downtown and the second from Indian River Road. Kluding says it's not unusual to see lights on Mount Verstovia from town. Trail users wearing headlamps are easily visible, and as they pass through the trees, their lights appear to flash. When the calls came in Tuesday evening, search and rescue personnel set up a pair of observer posts, and the lights were viewed at least three more times. The lights were white, aerial projectiles, and had about a five-second burn time. Kluding says his team considered that the pyrotechnics might have been fireworks, but there was also the possibility that they might have been a type of flare ordinarily used for practice or drills. Kluding says, "We had to follow up." The position of the lights was triangulated from the observation posts, and five members of the team deployed on the trail at about 9 p.m. Another three maintained the observation posts and radio communications. The search team met hikers coming down the mountain who said they had taken some flash photographs but shown no other lights that might have been mistaken for signals. Once on top, except for deer and some very startled ptarmigan, searchers encountered no one. Tongue firmly in cheek, Kluding says that he considers the case closed by alien abduction. The mission was over by 1:15 a.m. Search and rescue logged 32 man-hours on the case. The team has responded to at least a half dozen similar calls on Verstovia over the last 5 years. Nevertheless, Kluding says he feels good about the mission and what we did. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.